Welcome back to Talk for Tuesday. Today's topic will be women's sport and how they are represented.
Who are we joined by today, Max?
Miss Hampson from the Science Department.
Thank you.
So what is women in sport?
I think women in sport, it's huge at the minute with the Lionesses being so big as they are. I think more and more women are starting to get into sports. I think a lot of the time there's a lot of misogyny in there. Are women as good at sport as men are? And can women do the same kind of skills, the same kind of stuff? The answer to me that I've seen, I play with women quite a lot, is yes, that is possible. It happens all the time. So I think women represented in sports probably isn't as represented as we should be, because we are just as good most of the time as a lot of the men are.
You've answered one of my questions, miss, which was, because I was asking these guys, why did you pick Miss Hampson? Do you know about Miss Hampson? Because you said to me, let's have Miss Hampson on the Women in Sport one. Why did you pick her, Isla?
Because she has a football team.
Yeah. Do you want to talk to us about that, miss?
Yeah, so the football team that I have, it's the football team that is on Wednesday after school, and I call it the inclusive team because I think football is for everyone. I think although this is women in sport as a focus, I think football is for everyone and sports are for everybody. So the team that I have and the team that I personally play for, they are a mixed team where we play with men and women together. And I think there's a lot of women on our team, but people tend to put football as a men's sport straight away. And I don't like that, because that's not true. So I like it as a mixed with everybody together. And that's what my football is in school, for everyone to come to if they want to. And my football that I do outside of school as well is the same as that.
Thanks, Wes. Jamie, I heard you at the start of the podcast club today talk about your real enjoyment for women in sport, in particular football. Can you talk to us about that?
So most people think, obviously, men does football more than the women's. Mm-hmm. So I would call the sport women's football very underrated. And, yeah.
You like to go, don't you?
Yeah, because the way I very first got into it was my auntie. And we were watching England, mm-hmm. and then she supports Manchester City Girls, so I've been watching more England football lately.
Good. Where are you going recently? Like, where are you going soon?
So this Sunday I'm going to the Liverpool versus Everton derby, women.
That'll be a brilliant experience for you wearing it as well.
Plus, yeah. I'll be in the cop end.
Ah, well, you know, that's not my end, is it? Okay, good, well done. Thank you, Jamie. Does anyone want to ask Miss any questions or me any questions?
Yeah. Is women's sport any different than men's sport?
I think overall it can be. I think a lot of the time men do tend to be a little bit more aggressive on the pitch from what I've personally seen than what women would be on the pitch. But I think the overall rules and the overall quality is the same for both.
Hmm. What position do you play?
I play left back or left wing if I've got to push. If the left wing is not here, I will do that, but I don't really like running that far. So wings tend to not be for me. Generally, as a left back, I play.
Do you have a certain number or anything?
So I do. It's number 55. The only reason it's a number 55 is because it was originally my partner's number, and I actually play football with him and a lot of other people. So it was originally his number. He changed to a different number, so I asked if I could have that number because there was no other number I really wanted.
What is it like to play on a team?
It's a lot of fun. I think it's a lot of fun. I have so much fun when I'm playing, and I'm not massively competitive anyway. I'm more to have a laugh and stuff, and I think socially it's brilliant. So the football that I do every week outside of school, we have a lot of time with training with skills, and then we play games against each other. It is quite social, and I've made loads of new friends there as well, which is really, really nice.
How do you feel, how do you feel, like, what is your opinion on the way like, men's football is compared to, like, women's football? I don't really know how to explain it.
The physicality of it you're on about? Like, physical aspect?
Or the height, the representation of it?
Yeah, the height.
The height,
yeah. So I think men's football, at the end of the day, men's football brings in the money, which is why so much money is invested into men's football. But you've got to bear in mind that, like, a long time ago, women were banned from playing in the FIFA World Cup. Like, we couldn't play. We're absolutely not allowed. So it makes sense that men's football would be more in terms of money now, because it's been going on for a lot longer. Whereas maybe if they'd have not prevented women from playing in the first place, would men and women's football be equal from that? So I think the reason that men's football is as big as it is just because of the revenue that brings in and the money that's made, so the money can go back into it. But if they'd have never banned women in the first place and just allowed women to keep going, would it be different now?
What do you think, Max?
I agree.
Yeah, Miss is making some good points. Just for those that are listening, Max was very much so like, men are better, men have got the football towards the start of it. But we got a bit shy on that comment now, haven't we?
Did you know that women have been banned from playing?
I mean, I didn't know that they were banned. Mm-hmm. I just thought of, like, when in, like, the very late 1800s, I think it was, when football really started getting into the spotlight in like a few European countries. I wouldn't say that women were banned from it. It's that because women were, like, so disliked, and really the only thing that people took for women back then was, like doing dishes, cooking the dinner. Whereas now, women are able to do more stuff than they were able to, like, in the early 1900s and just throughout time, basically.
Do we like it now that they're a lot more equal?
Yeah, because if they weren't equal now, mm-hmm. they'll be, well, with today's technology, there'll probably be more riots and other stuff, and more marches, mm-hmm. sort of, like, mm-hmm. and yeah.
Yeah, and we're not just generalising it to football. We know that women in sport can be a lot of different things, rugby, tennis, loads of different sports, isn't there, that we know that they're equal in now, which is brilliant because we're seeing a better side of it. We know that women's football, to go back to it, is now on the telly. Okay, so hopefully more women's sport, like tennis, it's been really well represented, can now start getting the sort of limelight that it deserves, almost. Yeah. Would anyone like to finish us off on some final thoughts?
I like sport.
To be honest, I've lost quite a bit of weight through doing sport, so that's been quite good. It's the exercise and it, and then the endorphins and the social aspect of it all. I think for me, it isn't just about playing football. It's not just about sports. It's about what you represent when you're there. It's about the friends that you make when you're there. Like, the team that I play for is big on representing pride and everybody in the LGBTQ community and stuff, so that's what I kind of work with. Like, one of the questions that was mentioned just before the podcast started was, what does my kit look like? So my kit's green and it's got a huge pride flag across the front of it, but, like, it looks a little bit like a rainbow, like, of light, and it's got both the pride colors and the trans colors on it. So even wearing those to, like, the pride, when we did it in the pride parade and stuff like that, we walked in the pride parade, you could clearly see all the kits and stuff, so it was really well represented. It was brilliant.
Amazing.
So I think for me, sport is about what we can do to change the world.
So, I don't know if you've heard, but you've probably seen it on telly, of, like, an ad called, this game called EAFC, because last year it was called FIFA, mm-hmm. And there was literally no girls in it at all, but now they finally had some respect and finally put the girls in.
That's amazing, and we know that it's starting to make a massive contribution. Well, thank you for joining us today, Miss. It's been brilliant. See you soon.
See you soon.
Yeah. Bye, guys. See you next week for podcast. Thank you.